everybody, and welcome back to Ranger Chronicles. I am your host, Charlie Niemeyer, and this time out, we're watching two more episodes of Power Rangers SPD. This time out, we are watching Dogged and Abridged. So without any further ado, we're going to jump into our first episode, which is Dogged, and we're going to get that started here in 3, 2, 1, go. Dogged was the fifth episode of Power Rangers SPD. It first aired on February 26, 2005, written by Jackie Marchand and directed by Andrew Merrifield. Oh, we did see more of that bike stuff than I realized. I'm sorry, SPD was it? I think that's the same book that Sky was reading last time.
I don't think I even want to ask you why you're watching me read, but could you at least do it without chomping on your food?
Toast. You want some? It's buttery.
Buttery?
Buttery.
All right.
Buttery.
Where is Heezy?
Jack? Sky? Kruger? Boom? Grum? Am I getting close?
Peanuts!
Oh, of course.
I peanuts, but I got some toast. You want some? It's buttery.
No, peanuts! You know Peanuts, the stuffed animal I've had since I was 5?
You've only had that thing for a year?
Very funny.
Ooh.
Now, what did you do with him?
I didn't take your peanuts. End of conversation.
But he's gone. Who would have taken him? No!
Good dog.
Is it hot enough? Good.
They really should have named that thing a little differently.
Did you come to play with me?
I need your mind.
Fat chance. I need my mind, and you're not getting it.
I admit, I need you to think of a plan of action.
He's going to a little girl for action plans.
Okay, got one. But I'm not telling unless you have tea with Cindy and me.
I am the Emperor of the Truvian
Empire, blah, blah, blah.
Mora, this gift I gave you, this deal I made, it can be taken away at my command.
Okay, okay, sorry. But who's gonna have a tea party with me?
Oh, Broodwing. He'll do it.
Yes.
What did Broodwing do exactly last time that we saw him? Or any times that we've seen him so far? I guess he did provide the robot in that first... What episode was that? The third episode? Ooh!
Daddy, and Broodwing is our little baby Bat. Now, here's my idea. Broodwing gets all the monsters he knows and brings them. You're not drinking your tea, Broodwing.
I'm not thirsty.
I'll drink it!
Okay, I'm drinking. Look, see?
Okay.
Yum. Smelly little rut. I know you have that formula. Now hand it over.
Settle down. I'll give it to you.
That's better.
Here.
Wow, that was easy.
A little payment would be appreciated.
Of course. Here's your payment.
Ooh, did he just turn him into goo?
Supposed to turn back. You tricked me.
Well, you turned me into slime. I'm not saying I didn't like it, but we had a deal.
Rotten eggs.
Oh. They smell absolutely putrid. They'll make a great omelet.
Then give me the right formula.
but you can't use it on me.
Deal.
Here you go.
Hey! Who's out there?
Oh. Then you suck up the slime?
Bridge.
8, 7, 6, 5. Why is the computer counting down? 2, 1.
Look out!
Toast done.
Oh, the toast.
What was that for?
Toast? I thought your computer was gonna explode.
Why would it do that? I just amped it up to make toast. You want a piece?
No. I just came by to give you this.
Uh-oh.
Leave me alone. It was delivered in my room. I figured it must be yours.
Finally. My new issue of Extreme Upgrade. Boom and I are going to upgrade his computer with a super processor. Maybe even a waffle iron.
So there's a whole magazine about customizing your computer? How can I get a subscription?
Oh, you can just borrow mine when I'm done with it. Wait. That was sarcasm, wasn't it?
Yeah. Stop it. Doesn't this thing ever run out of batteries? It's always following me.
What's the matter? I thought you liked dogs.
Of course I do. My family raises pedigree Pomeranians. This is not a dog. It's a glorified appliance.
And he has yet to actually make a dog noise. Reports in the industrial district. Not now, Rick. See?
I want you to investigate.
I could check out the area, ask some questions.
Good.
And we'll monitor for any signs of alien activity.
What is your problem, Rust Bucket?
Aw, he likes you.
Go away.
Ew.
Stupid robot, look what he did to my uniform.
Get out of the way, Rick.
Oh, no. Oh.
He must really like you, Commander.
Why do we have a functioning beast around? He's useless, not to mention totally annoying.
Unfortunately, Rick's technology is practically obsolete. It won't be long until he will have to be deactivated.
What? Commander, are you kidding me?
Well, if you ask me, he's been ready for the scrap heap for a while now.
Sid, it's pretty cold, even for you.
You heard the commander. He's outdated.
Okay, Rick may not be perfect, but he's still part of the SPD family.
It's a machine, not a pet. It's broke, so we replace it. If it's a matter of money, I'm sure my father would be happy to write a check.
Dang.
Whatever, people. I have work to do.
So it's a Sid-focused episode.
What are you doing here?
Hello.
I do not need you messing up my investigation. You stay in here. Got it?
I would love to know if they had to build a new one, or if that's actually the model they used in Decaranger. Well, it doesn't have much slime. It had that much slime after the security guard. Oh, here we go again! Ooh. Like batarangs. Except not bats, and he's a rhino, I think.
You'll never stop me.
Ooh, I think Jack was supposed to say something there.
Something clean.
It's called soap. Will you try it sometime?
Please.
People have been reported missing in this area. I need to know if you saw anything unusual last night.
Let's see. A three-headed saurian eating a car. Verma, the worm woman, out walking her snail. No, nothing unusual. What's that?
Deodorant.
Put that away! Maybe I do remember some little skirmish last night. Check out over there.
Uh-oh. This can't be good.
Green slime.
This is even before Nickelodeon.
I don't think so.
She gonna morph? Nope. Wow, it hit one and busted them all.
What did they do to you?
Rick. Oh no, Rick.
Interesting.
What is it, Miss Manx?
I'm not sure. Some sort of petroleum-based energy fluid, but there are definitely traces of human DNA.
Well done, Cadet Drew. This could help us find those missing people.
I would have never been able to bring it back if it weren't for Rick. How is he?
I'm afraid the damage was extensive.
And most of his parts aren't even made anymore.
What are you saying?
It was a difficult decision, but we had to deactivate him. I'm sorry.
Oh no. They basically put him to sleep.
Hold it, Cadet.
Yes, sir. Ma'am.
What are you doing?
Taking some cyber junk, old computer parts, stuff like that, to the recycling center.
Recycling as in crushing, melting, and turning into something else?
Yes, ma'am.
Stand back, Cadet.
Oh no, Rick!
Cadet, did you sort the earth metals from the galactic metals?
No.
The earth plastics from the protein inhibited plastics? The glass from the ultra glass?
I didn't know.
I'll take over from here, Cadet. You can go back to the SPD manual's chapter on recycling. Carry on.
But I...
What part of carry on do you not understand?
Yes, ma'am.
Ooh.
Remind me again why this is the best way to solve a problem.
It's gravity, the thinking pose.
To go downward to your head. That way your brain can kind of soak them up better. Oh. Okay.
Ridge, get off your butt. Your head. I have a project for you guys.
What? What's going on?
How would you and Boom like to do the ultimate extreme upgrade?
Ooh. Good lord, it's full of stuffies. Did that say dog mode? Wait! That's, what's his name from Lost Galaxy?
I'm thinking evil hand puppets.
Yeah, that's good.
Emperor.
This one better be good. Your plan, remember?
For you.
Ooh, it's Goop. Thank you.
Slime. You bring me slime?
My Emperor. This is energy fluid made from a most interesting source. Humans.
Nice.
Many more people have disappeared. This has become a citywide crisis. Where is Cadet Carson?
Ladies and gentlemen,
and the assorted extraterrestrials,
may we present Rick version 2.0.
Hey, and he barks.
Do it.
Oh, you have no idea. Check out his mad new skills.
Okay, you got your basic CD DVD player. A projector, a
CVDVD.
Amusing new additions. I'm sure he would be great fun at a party, but he isn't an asset to SPD.
Au contraire, mon commandeur. I am like his weapon systems, and I upgraded his surveillance capabilities, and I installed new tracking software. His sensory capabilities should be off the chain.
Then he can help us find
the chain.
The thing is we haven't really had a chance to test the new program.
Come on, Rick, find it.
He's got to be able to smell, right? Dang! Kruger ain't happy. He barks. The fact that he barks now is pretty awesome. The fact that they have an SPD monogram shovel is also awesome. No one's gonna help her? It's a big hole she's digging.
Come on, Sid, give it up.
A few more minutes.
I hate to say it, but he obviously wasn't able to trace the scent.
We're not sure of that yet.
I told you, Sid. We didn't have enough time to test the program. He's still kind of buggy.
But he seems so sure.
Well, there's no use in all of us wasting our time out here. Come on, guys. Come on, Rick.
Oh, she believes him. Oh, it's starting to rain now, too.
I don't know what happened. Something in his mainframe must have had a glitch.
It's okay, Bridge. Rick will still make a good pet.
Even if he isn't exactly SPD material.
They're gonna point out that that's soda? I like the SPD logo, like, having different colors to it. I thought she found something. Man, it's awfully sunny for a rainy day. Oh, dang! Now, why isn't it still raining? Holy moly!
Oh my goodness!
He was right!
Wow.
Call him.
I'm so going to the spa when this is over.
You're so not going anywhere.
Okay, I'm filthy, cranky, and my new shoes are trashed. Do you really want to mess with me? SPD, emergency!
I'd like to point out that she was literally standing in mud while she was shoveling. No water fell into that hole. Oh, that didn't work. Uh-oh. It landed in water.
Whoa, what's going on?
The sensors are just probably all messed up.
Sydney's help! Oh, he made another hole. Is that the same door?
I just had that fixed.
Really? Okay. You go, Sid.
Time to finish this game.
Dang. Get him, boy. Horn pedo? Funny. Is she flying around him? Oh, she cut the horn!
She needed help.
You're right. She wasn't able to call us.
I'm not finished yet.
I got this one.
Ha. Hold on, Sid. Why don't we let Rick take it from here?
What?
Rick, fetch it, boy.
Oh, this is fun.
How cool is that?
A canine cannon. I love it.
You'll pay for destroying my horn.
I think it's you who's
gonna. I was gonna say you got a judgment first, right? This takes forever. There we go. Guilty.
Guilty.
Let's do it.
Canine cannon.
Fire.
Is this a containment blast? Oh, thank goodness. I thought all those people were going to be dead. It did contain him.
Power down. I guess it makes us even, huh, Rick?
Aww.
Case solved by the brilliant B Squad.
Oh, I knew Rick would come through for us.
But don't forget, you came through for him, too.
Power Rangers, report to the command center immediately.
Already?
Now what did we do?
For extraordinary service in the line of duty, a special commendation to our robotic interactive canine Rick, a most valuable member of the SPD team.
Yay!
Rick version 2.0 is great, but you know, I kind of miss the old Rick.
Well, we didn't change all his programming. There's still some old Rick in there.
I can verify that to be true, cadets.
They beat on him again. Whoops. I still can't believe they did that 3 times in this episode. And every time, I mean, I know it's coolant, but still. 3P jokes. And people used to get upset about the poop humor and, like, Ninja Steel. That was a fun one. Although, other than that little bit of a glitch I saw, I think the upgraded Rick head is more LED lit in the Sentai footage than it is in the American footage, so it's a little... It looks like they're still using the same head in the American footage. I could be wrong. But we'll find out. I'm sure he'll come back, obviously, since he's their big canon now. All right, so that's it for this episode, so we're going to take a quick break, and I'll be right back with our second episode.
We'll be right back to Power Rangers SPD, part of JetX on ABC Family.
Attention, Rangers. Name, rank, and genetic powers.
Sydney Drew.
I am...
SPD Pink Ranger.
Fist of Iron.
Freeze! You are under arrest.
To protect and serve the galaxy.
Power Rangers SPD.
Go!
Monday nights at 7:30, 6:30 Central. Part of JetX on Toon Disney.
Rangers dismissed.
Now, back to Power Rangers SPD. Part of JetX on ABC Family.
That was fun, wasn't it? You got to learn a little bit about Sid. Anyway, we're not going to take anything. We're going to get started in our second episode. And we are going to do just that in 3, 2, 1. Go.
SPD emergency.
Abridged was the 6th episode of Power Rangers SPD. It first aired on March 5th, 2005, written by Mark Hoffmeyer and directed by Andrew Merrifield. I think I'm starting to see these direction blocks. Greg Aronowitz had the first 3 episodes. Andrew Merrifield has these next 3 episodes. And then we're getting to three episodes that will be directed by a different guy. And then three more by another one. As I read through these. Interesting. Three at a time. I don't think they ever did it that way in the previous two series. It's interesting. Oh, there's the A-Squad.
There's still no word on the A-Squad's fate. They're now officially listed as missing in action.
There's sort of a bit of a serial...
Much appreciated.
A serialization of this series.
Be on the lookout for an intergalactic bank robber.
That's it?
Loosely.
Well, is he white or red? Mm-hmm. Is he black or blue? Is he furry or scaly? Three arms or two?
Hey, nice shit. Kind of sounds like you took that from my bath book.
Sorry, no one knows what he looks like. Bridge, may I speak to you for a moment?
Oh, is this about his bath book?
Sir?
You, have a bath book?
It is about it.
Don't you?
Colonial National Bank. Now, see, colonial stuff actually works here because we don't know where New Tech City is. I guess we are assuming it's in California. Yeah, buddy. Amateurs.
Totally hostile.
Just stay out of my way.
Ooh, he's got a sound effect every time he swings his arm blade thing. Jeez.
Stay out of my business.
As Trirendonian. Let's call him T-Top.
That's a good one.
Clean.
Maybe he isn't the robber.
You saw the damage he can do. And the MO on the bank robber is slicing into banks.
Yeah, but he didn't slice into that bank.
Yeah, because we showed up before he had a chance to.
The guy is not evil.
Tell that to the newly made convertible. I'm sounding like Bridge now, aren't I?
Yes.
I read his aura. He was yellow-orange. Or maybe more like orangey-yellow. But definitely not red, because the orangey side was too yellow to be red. Maybe more like a burnt amber.
Bank robber about to get him tearing up the city. You must track him down and bring him in.
Bring him to justice.
Colony National Bank. Stop him.
Again?
I keep my money at that bank.
They were just at that bank. Did they get the footage wrong? Oh, this is seems to be an adaptation of an actual Sentai episode. What's his name?
I can help for a price.
I cannot think of Deca Green's. Ooh. I cannot think of Deca Green's name, but.
Looks like our guy.
Yep.
These cuts in the building, they seem to match the others.
Water?
Excuse me, but are you interested in a witness?
Beautiful witnesses, my department.
Oh.
I'm Jack.
I'm Diane.
Must have been...
That is,
very frightening.
Well, I was out walking my dog, like I do every day, when this triangle...
That's... What's her name? Oh, what's her name? She's the singer that turned old in Dino Thunder.
Started slicing anything that
Kira's former partner.
It's rude to sniff other people's dogs without permission.
True story.
My friend isn't properly trained.
So, we have a bank that was sliced into, money taken,
and a very beautiful eyewitness.
I say no to the bank robbery.
All the pieces fit T-Top. What do you think, Bridge?
It's a frame-up.
Oh, sorry, guys. I was just reading. Hey, you see all the cool artwork on the cover of the book? It made me think it was going to be a really great book, but it's not. It's lame. Guess you really can't judge a book by its cover.
Which is good to know. If we were talking about that book, but we're talking about a crime.
Yeah, so am I. Didn't anyone else notice anything strange about the witness's dog? Or the water on the ground at the bank? Sir, I'd like to run down some of my own leads. Think my own thoughts in my own way.
Very well. Anyone want to go with Cadet Carson?
No, they don't.
Jack?
I'll go.
I'll go with myself. That'll work.
Why did you let him go, sir? T-Top's our man.
Well, it seems that your man has been spotted downtown.
Where is that in relation to that bank?
Why do they get the fast bikes?
It's a trade-off. They get the speed, we look good.
Oh, but there you go. Although I know plenty of people that would say that they look good too.
Jaywalking to your list of criminal activity. Hold it.
You're gonna have to be faster than that to get by me. If you think you're bringing me in, think again.
Get him.
Oh, that wheel is digitally moving.
Now I'm mad.
Now you're mad? Are the girls gonna show up anytime soon?
I'll be going now. I don't have time for this.
You guys look like you could use a little help.
Let's get him.
Yeah. Hey, you.
Did you realize that that happened with the belt buckle? I bet you didn't.
You have no idea who you're dealing with.
Well, why don't you clue me in?
All I can tell you is you're in way over your heads. You don't even know what or who I am or what I'm here for.
Bank withdrawals?
You do know, but you still must show me some professional courtesy and let me do my job or else.
That does it.
Fine. Then maybe this will keep you busy.
Look out!
Ooh! Wow, that was footage, like, old footage. Yeah, thank goodness.
Where'd he go?
He escaped.
Hey, look, you can use water to cut things. Nice little glasses, too.
Can I help you?
Did it just rain?
Oh, hi. Hello.
Is it raining now?
I was just admiring your beautiful flowers.
I think it's raining.
I remember you. You're that odd SPD guy. Catch that robber yet?
How would you not remember him?
Nope, not yet, but,
he's in uniform, and he's got the green
such
on.
Such incredible colors. Are these flowers indigenous to Earth?
No, these are stickleberries from the planet Basta. Am I under suspicion?
Well, not unless you can slice into the metal and concrete using your bare hands.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's also chilly.
What about these purple flowers?
They're from Fernovia.
Fernovia, huh?
Well, good luck with the investigation. I need to finish walking my dog.
Oh, I'll walk with you. Now, speaking of dogs, I can make the
Now it's sunny.
Balloon animals.
Yeah. Check this out. All right, watch. I'm a little out of shape. Could you blow it up for me?
Oh. Is he gonna get like a DNA sample or something from her for this? That was nice of her.
What?
It's a dog.
Don't quit your day job.
I won't. Have a great day.
Thanks. You scared me.
What did the ranger want?
You know, flowers, balloon animals. I don't think that one's playing with a full deck. And I thought you were going to take care of them for
I just noticed Broodwing's got a tie.
Any luck?
Not yet. Hey, cat. Do you know humans breathe in oxygen and breathe out carbon dioxide? And plants do the opposite.
Second grade science.
My investigations reached a dead end. You got any idea what I do now, furry alien pet?
Oh, so this is a good guy?
I think you could use some help.
Uh-oh. Well, that's not good.
No, we would have had that T-top thing if Bridge wasn't off on some wild goose chase.
Well, for one, Jack, I wasn't off chasing gooses.
Or geese. Geeses,
or goose eye? Whatever. Anyway, I'm still convinced that T-top is innocent.
T-top is towering over the city.
Or not.
Oh. Poor Bridge. Man, they really do speed through this Megazord formation now, don't they?
Fire energy.
That's not energy.
This is a mistake.
Then stop fighting them. It's called Super Crime Scene Tape.
It's judgment time.
Here we go. Judgment time. It's gonna come up innocent, isn't it? Boom, boom.
What? He's not guilty?
I told you so.
But how? See.
So now what are they gonna do?
Right. Shrink cuffs deployed.
Shrink cuffs?
Activating.
How come you're not guilty of robbing those banks?
Maybe because I didn't rob those banks. I'm a bounty hunter, working undercover, chasing Hydrax, a Fenovian bank robber. And if it wasn't for your meddling, I would have caught her, too.
Of course. A Fenovian. A plant-based alien creature. This is all starting to make sense.
That's him. That's the alien I saw break into the bank. Arrest him.
But he's not guilty.
Wow.
How is that possible?
She just came out.
You're the one who framed him.
What?
She's clever. Or maybe too clever. Or is it too cleverer? Anyway, she's the Frenovian bank robber.
Me? What are you talking about?
Bridge, are you sure about that? Sure enough to do this.
Oh, dang, what you doing?
What are you doing?
They're putting her inside Sentai footage. That's fun. He just threw that car at her.
What the?
Oh, dear.
I was right. She is the bank robber. She's a Frenovian. A plant-based being that has the ability to jettison water under an extremely high-pressure stream, enabling them to cut through any object. And you tried to frame T-Top so we'd arrest him and get him off your tail, or root, as the case may be.
So you figured it out. So what? If you think you're a match for me, let's do it. I thought I could fool you. After I beat you, I'll get my money back from Broodwing. I was followed to Earth by the bounty hunter T-Top. I paid Broodwing to get him off my tail. And you all fell for it. Well, almost everyone. Except you.
Then I'm the one you have the problem with. You may be able to fool all of the people some of the time, and some of the people all of the time, and some of all the people all some of the time, but you can't fool me, and I'm gonna
what?
Bring you in.
No chance. Oh, dang. Dude, fight back. Ooh.
Let's get in there.
No, wait. Bridge can handle it.
Are you sure?
Huh? No way.
Yeah, you're good. Really good. Really, really good. But not too good. In fact, not good enough.
Yeah! Yeah!
Yeah!
Yeah!
Yeah!
Yeah!
Yeah!
Yeah!
Oh, he's making a comeback.
That was incredible. Thanks. It's judgment time. Based on all the evidence I've gathered, I have absolutely no doubt you'll be found.
Da-dum.
Guilty.
No.
Canine cannon.
Oh, they're actually calling him that. Okay. See the eyes? More like an LCD screen instead of just little light up eyes in the head. Oh, it's still not a containment strike. What does a containment strike?
Time for confinement.
I know at some point they do a containment strike. Or a containment blast.
Alright, you were right, I was wrong. How'd you figure all this out?
It was easy. Water on the ground at the bank, but it didn't rain. A beautiful witness who was walking her dog downtown when she lives in a beautiful neighborhood and wearing high heels didn't make any sense. Then there was the breath of my balloon. Pure oxygen, not carbon dioxide, which would only make sense if she was a plant, which she was. Then there was the...
Where's everybody gone?
What did the dog have to do with it, though?
This is only the beginning, Rangers.
No, it's not. We're in the sixth episode, man.
Broodwing. A very evil creature that sells weapons, soldiers, and robots to anyone who can afford it.
Sounds like a bad guy.
He only cares about the money he makes and nothing about the destruction that follows.
I just had a bad thought. What happens if he hooks up with Grump?
Ooh, maybe they already have.
He already has.
Very good guess.
Broodwing. That was not a very clever plan you had, Broodwing. If the Rangers find out about you, it may jeopardize my mission.
Understood, Your Excellence. I'm just trying to make a living.
I do a lot of business with you. Yet you show no allegiance.
Oh. Well, no, because he doesn't care about that. He just cares about the money.
The highest bidder gets
your See the tie, though? Huh. I hadn't noticed that before.
I should end our relationship now for your betrayal.
Or you could just pay me more.
Oh, who just laughed? I don't know who laughed.
I was looking for you.
Hard to hear you up there.
Woo! So, T-Top was sent packing with the confined Phrenovian. Though he didn't rob any banks, he caused quite a bit of destruction and won't be allowed to return to Earth.
Justice served.
Yeah, not quite. I want to apologize to you, Bridge. I don't understand the things you do or how you think, but I've learned to respect them.
Thanks, Jack.
Aww.
Pretty good thinking position, don't you think?
Yeah, yeah. I'm actually thinking my arms are starting to hurt real, real bad, and I'm gonna need to.
Not everyone can do it. I like how his official name really was T-Top. That's fun. Alright, so that was pretty cool. That was actual detective work. I don't know how much of that... Well, yeah, some of that detective work did come in handy. He didn't quite get it all put together, though. So I guess that still makes him B-Squad. Close, I guess. All right, well, that's going to do it for this episode. I want to thank you all for listening. I hope you have a wonderful week. Next time, we will be watching two more episodes of Power Rangers SPD, the two-part Sam. Until then, take care.
And may the power protect
you. Thank you for listening to Ranger Chronicles. Feedback for the show can be sent to prchronicles@gmail.com, or feel free to leave a comment on the show's posting at powerrangerchronicles.com. Ranger Chronicles is now on Patreon. If you'd like to support the show, please visit patreon.com/rangerchronicles for more information. All images and music heard on the show are copyright their respective copyright holders and are used for entertainment purposes only. No infringement is intended. This show is dedicated to everyone, both in front of the camera and behind the scenes, who have worked to bring us Power Rangers since 1993. Ranger Chronicles is a proud member of the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Network. Please be sure to stop by twotruefreaks.com to check out more great shows. Thank you, and may the power protect you. Deka, 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 Deka Ranger. Jasmine Time.